Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Talking to Crazy, How to Deal with the Irrational and Impossible People in Your Life. Written by L.J. Ganser, readers are provided a unique toolkit designed to handle the most difficult individuals effectively. The book, rich with psychological insights, tackles the challenge many face in personal and professional environments, dealing with irrational behavior that makes communication and problem-solving complex. Ganser provides practical strategies to engage with and possibly transform interactions with crazy, a term he uses not in a derogatory sense, but as shorthand for those whose behavior defies rational strategies. The book is not just about understanding others. It also encourages self-reflection on the reader's reactions and behaviors in challenging interactions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the crazy. Ganser dives deeply into what constitutes crazy behavior in his book. By defining irrational and impossible behaviors, the author sets the stage for recognizing these patterns in daily interactions. The focus is on understanding that such behaviors often stem from emotional distress, past traumatic experiences, or psychological conditions. The recognition of these factors is not intended for diagnostic purposes, but rather to create empathy and tailor responses appropriately. This understanding allows the reader to shift from frustration to a more analytical approach, which is the first step in effectively addressing and potentially mitigating disruptive interactions. Secondly, communication techniques. One of the core themes of Talking to Crazy is enhancing communication skills that prove effective with irrational individuals. These techniques involve de-escalation strategies, such as reflective listening, which involves mirroring back the speaker's feelings and words, and strategic agreement, where one finds small aspects of the irrational argument to agree with in order to diffuse tension. Ganser emphasizes the importance of tone, timing, and simplicity in delivering responses that can prevent the escalation of conflict. These tactics are not about manipulation, but rather about fostering a genuine understanding even in the most challenging conversations. Thirdly, managing emotional responses. Ganser also stresses the importance of self-management when dealing with irrational individuals. He introduces concepts such as emotional detachment and maintaining a calm demeanor, which help in not getting pulled into the chaos. The book guides readers on how to maintain their own sanity and composure, essential for thinking clearly and responding appropriately. Techniques such as deep breathing, taking timeouts, and the maintenance of a non-confrontational posture play significant roles in this respect. Managing one's own emotional responses is critical to turning potentially volatile exchanges into constructive interactions. Fourthly, scenario-based solutions. Throughout Talking to Crazy, Ganser provides various scenarios ranging from workplace disputes to family conflicts, offering specific advice tailored to each situation. These examples act as a training ground for readers, allowing them to visualize and practice the strategies discussed. By covering a wide spectrum of situations, the author ensures that readers can relate to the examples and find practical applications for the techniques in their own lives. This approach not only reinforces learning, but also builds confidence in handling complex personal and professional relationships. Lastly, building and maintaining relationships. Finally, the ultimate goal of the book is not just about handling difficult conversations or individuals efficiently, but also about building and sustaining healthy relationships. By mastering the art of dealing with irrational behaviors, one can minimize stress and misunderstandings, thereby fostering better personal and professional relationships. The strategies laid out by Ganser encourage mutual respect and understanding, key components to any strong relationship. Throughout the book, emphasis is placed on compassion, patience, and resilience, which are foundational to enduring and rewarding interactions. In conclusion, L.J. Ganser's Talking to Crazy is a resource that should find its place in the personal development libraries of those who regularly navigate challenging interpersonal dynamics, be they in family, social, or work environments. This book is particularly beneficial for professionals in leadership and HR roles, therapists, and anyone who seeks to enhance their interpersonal skills. Mastering the strategies within can lead to reduced personal stress, improved relationships, and a more harmonious work environment. Ultimately, it teaches that while we cannot change others, we can always adjust our responses and our approach, turning difficult interactions into opportunities for growth and understanding. If you would like to support LJ Ganser, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.